From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So I understand you are going to be on television again.
Well, do you know Isaac Mizrahi?
Sure, the fashion designer.
Right. Well, he has his own TV program on the Oxygen Network, and the gimmick is that he goes around and does things with people. And I gave him a tour of the house, showed him my library, my office, my antique puzzle collection. Then we played a game of Boggle, and I gave him a puzzle to do. And that will all appear on the air tomorrow night at 10:30 on the Oxygen Network, the Isaac Mizrahi Show.
It sounds like you had a great time. Sounds like he had a great time, too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, puzzles. Oh, yes, those Weekend Edition Sunday puzzles you now are giving on TV shows all across the country. You gave our listeners one, as you have for the last umpteen years. Would you repeat it?
Yes, it came from listener Jeffrey Harris of Nashville, Tennessee. I said, think of an eight-letter brand name with the consecutive letters CH somewhere inside it. I said, change the last two letters of this brand name to get another brand name. And as hence, I said, the CH was pronounced differently in each name, and in neither case is it pronounced like the CH in chair. What brands are these?
Ooh, such an intriguing clue. What was the answer?
Michelin and Michelob.
Right, and they would only go together in a puzzle, right?
Right.
We received about 650 entries. It was that wonderful CH clue, I think, that flummoxed people. And of those entries, our randomly chosen winner is Paul Bulow, and he joins us from Lenoir, North Carolina. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Leanne.
So, how long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Well, I wasn't driving at the time. It took 3 or 4 hours.
Oh.
My wife and I just tried to think of a bunch of brand names and finally came up with it.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you know what happens now that you solved it.
I'm afraid I do.
I don't think you're afraid at all. Why do I get that sense? Well, Will, please meet Paul Bulow, and I think he's ready to play. I know I am.
Hello,
all right.
Will.
Hi, Paul. Well, today's puzzle is called Esso. I'll give you some words starting with S. For each one, give me a synonym starting with O.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I said sign, you would say omen.
Got it.
Number one is speaker.
Speaker. Orator?
Orator is right. Number two, smell.
Smell, odor.
Is right. Number three, strange.
Strange, odd.
Uh-huh. Sea, S-E-A.
Ocean.
Ocean is right. C S E E.
Observe.
Is correct. Surgery.
Surgery, operation.
Uh huh. Skip. S K I P.
Oh boy, skip. To omit.
Omit is right. Slanted.
Slanted. Obtuse.
No, I wouldn't call those synonyms.
Okay. Slanted. Hmm.
Slanted.
My mind just went back to Michelob from last week's puzzle.
Slanted. Oh, not overt, no. Slanted like a board, slanted?
Yes, yeah, or a cut in a board.
Obverse, no, I'm making up words here, Will.
Sounds like I got you both. It's oblique.
Oh,
oblique.
Yeah,
slanted,
of course.
Oblique.
You're right, yep.
Yes, good one.
Try this, seep, S-E-E-P.
Seep. Ooze?
Uh-huh. Spoken.
Spoken.
Orated, no.
O-R-A is right. Just add one letter.
Oral?
Oral
is it.
Okay.
Swear word.
Swear word. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, obscenity.
Obscenity?
Yes. Thank
also
you,
oath.
Yeah.
Oath would have worked.
Oh, oath, of course. Well, you know where our minds are.
Supervise.
Supervise. Oversee?
Uh-huh. Showy.
Showy.
You're looking for a 12-letter word here.
Oops, no.
Oh.
Obsequious. No. I'm making up words again.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, it's ostentatious.
Oh, of course. Oh. Yes.
Yes.
And here is your last one. Sunny. S-U-N-N-Y. As an attitude.
Oh, as in attitude. Okay.
Things are looking up.
Mm-hmm.
You are
the opposite of pessimistic?
Yes.
Optimistic, okay.
Optimistic. I was optimistic you would get that hint there, Paul. Wow, nice work.
I couldn't have done it without you, Leanne.
I couldn't have done it without you, Paul. I think together we made a fabulous team. These were a lot of fun, Will. It's nice to think of words that have different meanings that you think maybe mean what you want. But, Paul, you are a terrific partner. We're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's brand new. And two more things, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers and the Puzzle Master Presents Volume 1 from Random House. So, Paul, what's your public radio station?
WFAE out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Hickory, North Carolina.
Okay, Paul Bulow in Lenore, North Carolina. Nice playing with you today, and thanks so much for being our guest.
Well, thank you both, Leanne and Will. It was a pleasure talking with you.
All right. Okay, Will, there's another listener out there who's dying to play with us next week. What's the challenge?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Joshua Sachs of Morristown, New Jersey. Name a famous politician, three letters in the first name, four letters in the last. Take the first and third letters of the last name, shift each of them four spaces down the alphabet, and the result will name a famous entertainer. Who is it? So again, a famous politician, three letters in the first name, four letters in the last. Take the first and third letters of the last name, shift each of them four spaces later in the alphabet, and the result will name a famous entertainer. Who are these two people?
They each had the same first names.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when you know who it is, put it in an email. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Once again, that's puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from our New York Bureau. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.